upright devotion. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Luke 2, verse 25. Jesus was born a Jew and lived his life in full accordance with the Jewish law. For the law, promises, prophecies and salvation must all come through the Jews. And so on the eighth day, after the custom of the law, Jesus was brought to the temple, and there he was seen by Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Simeon was just in his dealings with men, and devout in his living towards God. Simeon was one of the remnant of the Jews who sought the Messiah of Scripture. He was not looking for the Saviour of his own imagination, as did the majority of law-abiding Israelites. It takes the blending of both of Simeon's characteristics of justice and devotion to become a man after God's own heart. And yet, there is a third characteristic which is often overlooked. This man was waiting. The just shall live by faith. And waiting for the Lord is an active expression of faith. For faith is believing what God has said. Faith is trusting him in all that he has ever said in his word. Simeon was a wonderful example of a man who continued seeking God all his life. Simeon had a wider view of the consolation of Israel. He had a broader perspective than the numerous religious folk of his day. He recognized the infant Messiah, the anointed of Israel, was also Saviour of the world. And for his remarkable childlike faith, Simeon was one to hold and bless the infant Jesus. He held the Lamb of God in his arms and blessed the God of the universe. Why? Why should Simeon be granted this exceptional privilege? What was Simeon's secret? Well, Scripture is its own interpreter, and it seems he never ceased in his expectation. Simeon never stopped watching, waiting, and seeking the Lord. And throughout his life, Simeon patiently waited for his Redeemer to come. Day after day after decade he waited. He waited patiently, and he patiently waited. This just, devout believer sought the Lord and waited for him, for his time. This simple, basic formula is the winning combination in a man or woman of God. Faith, devotion, seeking, waiting. Wait is a word so often underlined in my Bible. But Simeon's patient, long-suffering waiting puts my own vigil to shame. Seeking. Simeon also spent his patient walk in seeking the Lord. Seek, and ye shall find. But it is a faithful hour by hour, day by day, week by week seeking. It is a month by year, by lifetime, seeking that the Lord requires. And this important lesson is a lesson most of us need to perfect. Perseverance in prayer, rather than giving up in despair. Devotion. Oh yes, a love and a passion and deep, deep devotion to the Lord. But lack of love, passion and devotion is too often our weak, frail downfall. But we are frequently reminded in many ways what to do. Repent and return to your first love. and faith. Oh, faith is the key that unlocks our heart to reach the heart of God. We all of us are aging in the physical, just like the aged Simeon. But our souls are eternal, and his plans for us are in the celestial body. We none of us like to see the daily deteriorating advance. But Simeon had learned the exquisite secret of retaining an exciting, spirit-filled life. Keep trusting him. Keep loving him. Keep seeing him. Keep on waiting on him. This faithful, godly man was given illumination in his old age because he demonstrated a life of faith, of love, of patience. And Simeon waited.